Hello, can you hear me? Are we coming through fine? Is this, that didn't work. There, now everybody should, hello. Why hello and good evening, how are you? I am fine. You don't sound so fine. I'm fine. You sound like you've swallowed a frog.
I said I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine.
Okay. Tonight we're just going to speak in strange voices.
No, I had some good news. Right now I'm transferring the Webby site. And, you know, would anybody like to be an admin? Would anyone? Hey, how about this? Please. Please say hello when you join. Otherwise, you didn't join, and I won't answer the phone. Call in or recognize you. You, in short, legends are not born, they are made is joining. Oh, hi, legends are not born, they are made. How are you? Did somebody ask to join? Somebody calling in?
What's up, bro?
Hey, what the heck is it coming over the loudspeaker for? That's odd.
Hey, man, I'm just calling to ask you if you think rape is acceptable, man.
What do you think?
In certain pretense, yeah.
What pretense makes it okay? Okay.
Sometimes people need to ask obvious questions to get the obvious answer they already knew it had. And in this case, I guess I hope he found his answer. Can everybody hear me? Is everybody good? Yeah? All right. What's not cool, bro? You hung up. I asked a question, and I said, in what context? And you left the conversation. Nothing I can do about you leaving the conversation. And if you do it like that, because this is a respectful forum that operates using the Socratic method of questions and answers, then I have to assume you're making a statement and not asking a question, which would be a violation of the forum rules. So I'm happy to give you another chance. Oh, well, see, I don't have any answers. All I have is my own experience, and I can tell you what has worked in my experience, but we're here to ask questions, right? Of course, some questions are inalienable, right? Why would you say, what do humans have a right to? Do they have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Well, the Constitution says it's inalienable, right? Well, if it's inalienable, then that means it's so common and so understood that no one should have to question it. They should just get it. If they don't get it and they have to question it, I don't know if the corollary is that means, are they human? I just thought of that. I hadn't thought of that. If you have to question... So, let's review what's happened since Veterans Day. Okay, since Veterans Day, another day has passed. That's exactly what's happened. Legends are born. This is what I can tell you in my experience. That if provided consent, there is the concept of non-consensual consent. What do I mean by non-consensual consent? In the kink world, poly world, and some other worlds, communities, some people have weird fantasies. Yet, idea being that you may not agree with it, but if it's agreed upon, and it can be shown to third parties, outside observers, that it's pre-arranged and agreed upon, then you can set up what's called non-consensual consent. As an example, and I will get briefly, I will hint at things that might be uncomfortable. This is the example I can think of. There might be somebody who has a fantasy of that being suddenly and out of the blue gang raped. Why, I don't know. Why they would want to fantasize about it or why they would want to experience it, I cannot answer that. What I can say is that it is their right to consent and be able to provide upon request proof of such consent beforehand. And I imagine how it works is at some point at a prearranged time, it occurs. I'm sure there's some safe word you say. But what would be horrible is if the lady said the safe word or the guy said the safe word and didn't get the answer and response back. And indeed, the actual thing was happening. That would be horrible. So, is there in certain situations? I suppose we just, I answered that in my experience. Is it? Yes. But the concept, the idea of your question, legends are not born. What it means is that without consent, that word, what it means is without consent, enforced action. In that regard, absolutely not. You never force things like that on another thinking, conceptual human. It's just, it's not okay. We all know, I think, I know deep down inside what's right and wrong. I know the difference between right and wrong. I don't think even as a little kid before anybody I really, really understood what right and wrong meant, I wouldn't be picking up a kitten and doing anything horrible to it. Except maybe, here's a funny one. I challenge you right now to look at anything in your field of vision, anything at all, anything whatsoever. And I guarantee you, I can, and I'm betting the same is true for you, is that anything you look at, you can imagine what it would feel like on your tongue. Do you remember tasting that? Is there anything that's in your field of vision right now that you know without a doubt exactly what it would feel like on your tongue, but you also know without a doubt you have no recollection of ever sticking in your mouth or licking it? Hi, Sarah. Nobody's there. What's going on? That was weird. There you go. Okay. So, uncomfortable, but true. In the Socratic forum, in our cave, where we're having our forum, Cave 2.0, any question may be asked. Anything that has been shown
or has a high degree of evidence provided to support a theory of, like, okay, let's, for instance, you say, is the earth round or flat? Well, 99.5% of the entire human population, after much evidence being proven or provided to support the theory that the earth is round, I think after you ask the question, and we say that, and the answer is that 99% correct, that it's, that's not correct, it's brown, then why belabor the subject? You can believe that the earth is flat all you want. Believing in something that isn't true is fine. Does it make it true? For you, perhaps, in a subjective level. But for the rest of us, we'll be traveling around the world. And no matter, I'm willing to bet that it's, although it is possible that the world is flat, it's highly improbable. And that no matter how many times you attempt to fall off the edge of the earth, you might fall off the edge of the earth on the 1 trillionth time. And that's because you fell into some kind of weird warped dimension that mathematics is yet to fully understand. Or a black hole that appeared right under your feet. Anyway, well,
that's the truth.
Y'all are just hanging on to me. Now, the good news is I, your DIY animator, has received an award. Go ahead. Ask me what the award was. Anybody? Anybody? What's your award, Kobe? Thank you. Yeah, you. My other part of my brain. Yes, thank you for asking. The award was for Artist of the Month for San Leandro, California. Yes, that's right, folks. You heard it right here first. I, your DIY animator, have represented you well, and received the prodigious and nearly entirely unknown award of Artist of the Month, November 2019, in San Leandro, California. Yay! Oh, the chiming? That's my dog attacks.
The dog attacks.
It's chilly out here. How many people are actually experiencing winter out there? Anybody? Anybody want to call in and talk about the weather together? I wonder what else is going on in the world. Got quite a few likes. My total likes. Oh wait, what's that say? Wonder where Friday kind of guy is. He's almost always here. But he's not here today. And there's no listeners online. What's going on? It's weird. Take it to the other side. You know what we need? We need some music. Music make the world go round, round. Brown. Music make the world go round, 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 round. Well, it says configure document and compliance GPR. Override if source is. What? Always apply this action. There we go. Yep, I'm moving my website. I'm moving it. I'm moving it. I'm moving the website. You know, when I'm just talking to myself, which has only been happening since I've been live casting. All I can say is that it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine?
Would you really be my neighbor? Oh hell yeah, I'd be your neighbor in like a heartbeat. Well, I just can't believe you'd be my neighbor. Well,
I mean, as long as you just stay 10 feet away, I mean, if you have a smell.
You would tolerate my smell?
Yeah, of course I would. Who wouldn't tolerate your smell? As long as you're 10 feet away, it's all good, right? Kiko. So I have an 8-year-old boxer who absolutely will not stop climbing on the bed no matter what I do and just like flops down on everything, roots around and everything, and she's a nasty, she's a sweetheart who is absolutely 100% nasty. Anybody have any dogs that are absolutely 100% nasty, but a sweetheart, a complete and total sweetheart who is disgusting? Literally eat every poo ball that comes around. Oh, sorry. That was funny. Any poo ball that comes around. How many square poos have you placed in the room? That would be something to discuss. You'd have to be talking about all kinds of things that has gone wrong with physics in general to find a square poo. And you know, that's probably the only time you can put a square thing into a round hole. As if it's a poo. Not many poos out there that are 100% solid. They're all going to put down a hole. Eventually. Go. You are so horribly disgusting. I can't even describe that over the radio. That's just not the thing that should be done. I can barely stand to think about it, much less relate it in every excruciating detail to the public in mass and at large, huh? Ow. So, I'm curious to hear how your weeks have gone. If there's any other animators out there, if there's any other DIY artists. What do I mean when I say DIY artists? What I mean is I'm talking about people who have had no formal training whatsoever. And let's qualify that. Anybody who had no formal training whatsoever, anybody who's only had, let's say, 6 months or less of any type of artistic class, animation class, or schooling of any kind in the arts and in artwork. So if you have not, and you are doing that, if you're doing artwork, if you're doing animation, if you're doing illustration, graphic design, if you are doing animations, and what do I mean by animations? If you're doing traditional hand-drawn animations or any kind of digital animations using any type of open source software, and you are not employed in any official capacity with
as a professional in the field, then you would be a DIY, whatever it is you're doing. Does that make sense? Does that qualify everything? I think it does. All right. What are we going to talk about tonight, folks? What is the burning question on everybody's mind? Does anybody want to give it voice? Does anybody want to step out there and visit a bit? Because guess what? I do have the answer to the question, the meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? What is the point? What are we all here for? Why was I born? What am I supposed to be doing? Where are we all going? All of it. I have your answer, and I have it right now. I'm not even being facetious. That is the only thing I can say is certain for everyone, is the answer I am happy and prepared to give to whoever my first caller is. And everyone else will benefit. Could it be you? Are you the one who will help the Yobi reveal the long sought after and an often misidentified answer to the question of meaning of life? And I'm talking about the answer I have is unassailable. It is without question, without doubt, it has been proven 100%. It doesn't matter who you are, what background you have, or what experience you've had. What I'm prepared to share with everyone now cannot be doubted. It cannot be it can only be accepted. It's 100% irrefutable. And my friends, if you want to have the answer to the question of meaning of life right now, if you want to be able to arm yourself with the knowledge that is so easy, so simple, and free, I'm prepared to give that to my first caller tonight. And I don't have a caller. I'm just hanging on to that knowledge until I can share it. Because yes, while valuable, let's face it, philosophers, spiritual men, religious men and women, and religions have applied to answer the very question I say I can answer. It is the only question I can answer 100% with certainty, and I can answer it for everyone. And I can, no matter who you are or what degrees or pedigrees that you have, not be disproven in the answer. Period. I mean, sure, somebody could throw a hypothetical out there and then say, oh, I've proven you wrong. Ha ha. But in point of fact, even if they announced it all around the world, no one could ever disprove the answer to the question meaning life. I asked, yes, I do have it. I need to share it with you right now, starting with the first person who calls. What do you think, Chad? Don't you think somebody's going to call? Right now, it's just me and my black cat. Me and my black dog. Well, I can't believe no one, absolutely no one, is curious, huh? No one's sticking around. No one's dialing in. It figures. It's cliche. The cliche thing absolutely rules my life. Whatever is the most cliche thing that could ever happen, that's exactly what it will happen for me. And in my mind, the most cliche thing, and I
I'd be surprised if anybody would disagree, is that when I get on a live cast and I announce to the world that I have the answer to the question of meaning of life and I'm ready to share it for the first caller, it's the one time no one whatsoever calls in and asks. It's astounding. I mean, people are jumping in and jumping out, and no one wants to call in and be given the answer to the question of the meaning of life. And yes, although 42, I'll throw 42 in for fun, because why not? I like that one. It's funny. But no, that could be, I guess it couldn't be disproven as an answer, huh? But that's not the point of the exercise. I'm not trying to trick anybody. This is a real thing, but it figures. It figures that I would have it and I'd want to be ready to give it. Because I just recently realized it and learned it and verified it. The question, the answer, the meaning of life. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim, you subscribe to Islam or Judaism, any brand of Christianity or Buddhism or Zoroastrianism, this answer works 100%. Well, maybe it just frightens everybody. That could be possible. I mean, when's the last time anybody has actually had somebody serious and intelligent get on the airways and announced that they had the answer to the question of meaning of life, right? That could be pretty scary. What if the answer was like something you just really didn't want to know? Or you knew and didn't want to face? I wonder. I have to wonder because I haven't seen it or heard of it in the news or experienced it. Who knows? Maybe the other more humorous cliche, less likely, but more humorous than what's happening right now. What would be more cliche than me getting on the airwaves with the actual answer to the question of meaning of life that I'm ready to give to the first caller? What would be more cliche is it came out a couple of days ago and I missed it. And and everyone is like, oh, that's so yesterday. Yeah, the quest for enlightenment. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so the other day. This boomer here, he's so behind the times. That would be hilarious. But if it's true, please clue me in after y'all giggle so I can look it up and then go, yep, figures. No one. I'm just a sea, a poor lonely sea. Oh, well, it might be because it's nighttime. Nighttime is the right time. And I'm not a girl. I'm not a lady. Or, I mean, we could pretend I'm a girl, that I'm a lady. I'm sure there's ladies out there that sound just like me, right? Hell, there's probably a woman walking around in high heels right now, complaining to herself, and aside from the beard, probably looks exactly like me. Yeah, that's pretty probable. How do you cruise around all these live casts and have no name? It's just the ID. Too strong. I've been waiting for a girl like you. Come on, everybody, sing it. I've been waiting. There's Arlen Poole. Rosé. How does it not even register the numbers? All right. So, I'm going to say again, and I'll just keep saying. And now I'm going to start timing. I'm going to see how long this takes. No bullshit. 100% truth. 100% provable. 100% totally anyone, no one could disprove, because it's everyone, once I'm telling you, everyone absolutely accept it 100%. I have the question of the answer to the meaning of life. I have the answer to the question of the meaning of life. Why are we here on this planet? Why are you here on this planet? Why do I have a beard on my face? Why do people's feet stink? Why does a cat always have to lay on a chest 9 times out of 10 and have its butt in your face instead of its face? I have that answer. I have that answer right now. I mean, the ultimate answer to all of those questions. The ultimate answer. And I started announcing it 31 minutes, 32 seconds ago. And I'm happy to give it to the first caller, because I don't want to give it on recording, because then everybody just go listen to the replay later, right? That's not cool. So I have the answer. I have it right here. And no, it's not written in a notebook of prophecies that I have written down. No, it is. It's in my head. It's that simple, okay? And no, you can't crack my skull open and fish it out for those weirdos of you out there that might be considering odd and unusual options that I might not survive the process of. And you might not either, quite frankly. No one. I'm telling you. Doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, Zoroaster. If I had Jesus, Siddhartha Gautama, and by the way, there is no Jesus. There was Yahshua ben Yosef, okay? If Yahshua was here, right? God itself were here. Allah. If the 12th Imam. If all the prophesied gurus, prophets, the past and the future were all here right now, they would 100% agree with me. No one will disagree with this, because it's 100% true. I have the answer to the question, meaning of life. You want the answer? You've been seeking? You've been looking for the epiphany, enlightenment? I've got enlightenment right here. I've got it in my front pocket, my back pocket, my head, my hand, my heart. Got it right here. For you. Yeah. When somebody calls in and asks. And let's see. It's been 33 minutes, 50 seconds. And no one has taken me up on the offer to receive the ancient question in the book. Now, if you know it, you'll always know that if I am joking, this is a big hoax. My tell is it will say satire somewhere in the description, somewhere in the actual show release description, or in what's happening today, or in the app. Now, I wouldn't put it on a different podcast that I'm doing and then go on to hear and say that. That wouldn't be cool. Because it would only be funny if I had it posted as satire. But I don't. I have the answer to the question, meaning of life. It is noble. It is true. It is objectively true. And it is knowable. And it is not stupid. Could it be you? Is tonight the night you
are given the answer to the question of meaning of life. Why are we here? What's this for? What's the point of living? I have the answer. Are you ready to get to receive it? Even if you call in, odds are, once you hear it, you won't receive it. But you might, who knows?
Ow. Now that is some hard, dark chocolate meat.
Well, one person is sticking around. Hey, ID 15806419. At least somebody's sticking around to see what the answer to the question meaning of life is. And y'all are just keeping me company. While I paint. Do you want to know more about my painting? And the work that I do? Feel free to go to yobiworks.art as soon as I finish transferring the files over. Right now it's down for maintenance. I'm transferring hosting services. Happy to explain that, how that process works to anybody who's interested. Because I am the DIY, I'm your DIY animator. Sharing everything I learn about the art world, art coming from the transportation, trucking, operations, and logistics industry as I do, I figured while I'm learning, I might as well share all the knowledge about how to animate a cartoon as I'm animating, and how to do it free or under $10. Hey, President Joshi Prashant, in Medi Kanjen. Hey, all you have to do is call in. There's a little button on your cast box, a little phone button. You hit that button. I hit it. It'll say that you're calling in. I'll hit the button that will let you in. And then ask away. You don't have to ask it right off the bat. I mean, if you want to like build up the tension for the moment, not every day you get given the answer to the question in your life. I have the answer. You can say, God gave it to me. You can say, Allah gave it to me. You can say, Siddhartha communed through the nothing and transmitted it in my brain. Doesn't matter. I still have it. And all those answers would be correct. Anything, doesn't matter how I got the answer. All of them would still be true. Minutes, 19 seconds. And look, only one person is sticking around. Nobody else wants to call in and find out the answer to the question in your life. Find that curious. Curious and interesting. And very cliche. That is so cliche. Say you, Sabrina. Hey, live casting. Okay. Yeah. You want to say hello to the world? You have to come close
to me. Just briefly, but the ice cream's on
nothing. Oh. It's our anniversary today, by the way, everybody. 3 years. Ooh. She is the yummiest yum there is.
And we have a 2-day anniversary.
Yeah, we have a 2-day.
It actually starts about now.
Yeah, you know, we can have... That's the beauty. Why you can have an anniversary that lasts a month long. We're hoping to get our anniversary up to just lifetime. Hello, you sound a bit far away from the microphone. Just letting me know. Oh, sorry, can you not hear it? Let me test the microphone. Thank you, Sal. Hold on. The volume is maximum. What's interesting is I have a Bluetooth on my head, so there should be no distance occurring or kind of strange effect. There, you're much better now. Okay, I'm going to test something real quick, Sal. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Now, I'm going to step 5 feet away and then say something and come back. That's the only way I can seem to test my Bluetooth. It says my Bluetooth is on. It's on my head. It says it is on the phone. But there's no way of checking it on the phone. Okay, I'm stepping away now. Stepping away. Now I'm coming back. Okay, how was that sound? Did I have any weird, like, distance sound occur? Yes? No? Maybe? Oh, it did. What the freaking hell? Whatever you do, I would never recommend anybody. I used to sell cell phones. I sold T-Mobile, AT&T, you name it, I sold it. That was before everyone had a smartphone. And T-Mobile, which was the best at customer service, J.D. Power and Associates Awards left and right, has gone to pot. And don't ever buy the Samsung A6, the hybrid. It's a horrible hybrid. They have no support. They have no parts. It's like, I don't even know why they put it out there. All of Samsung's devices can charge on Qi wireless. Will tablet? No. You mean to tell me the most expensive, one of the most electronically advanced tablets humankind has ever known can't charge wirelessly? Yep, it can't charge wirelessly. Neither can the Samsung A6. Thank you, Samsung. Just keeping it really, keeping us guessing. I don't know. Is this electronic instrument and equipment good like all the others? Or did we just go crazy and make one that's only partially functional? Okay, I'm going to try one more thing. Because I'm tired of messing with that. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I got to be comfortable when I'm talking. I got to be able to walk around because I pace. I pace like nobody's business. Let's see. It's supposed to be connecting. Connecting to the neck, Yobi. I so hate this freaking A6, Sabrina. I mean, it'll connect and then one and then the next minute it won't. This just sucks. I mean, and they won't exchange it. I hate it. Okay, so that's enough complaining on my part, I imagine. Using your device microphone instead of your Bluetooth piece. Yes, but I can't get it to adjust, and I'm not entirely ignorant when it comes to electronic devices. I started with the Apple IIe in 1984, although I did take a break, 10-year break between 2001 and 1991. I have pretty consistently been on top of computers. Build computers. If somebody says the computer doesn't work, are you sure? Have you tried everything? Tried everything? Give it to me, and I will get it to work. I have no idea why. The only electronic device I've ever had this much trouble with, period, is Samsung A6. I think they should pay me for having to suffer through use of this equipment. It's that bad. I even taught myself some programming, and I cannot figure out many. Hold on. Excuse me. Okay. Let me see something else. Okay, it's broadcasting. Now I've gone all through the settings. Can't even begin to think of what's wrong with this thing. I'll turn off NFC payment. Just why not? I've tried everything else. Mobile networks, data roaming. Oh, stop it. Mobile hotspot and tethering is off, yes.
More connection settings. Nearby device scanning. Of course. VPN. Of course. Maybe I just need to switch over to my tablet. It really depends on the app programming. Sometimes when you start a live podcast, it forces the device to switch to its main means of output and input instead of adapting to the connected Bluetooth piece. These are the words of Sal, by the way. Thank you, Sal. This is my theory of how Bluetooth isn't going to be a good idea when using this platform app. Well, you know, I hear you, Sal, but I have been... Hi, Shogun. I've been using Bluetooth. As a matter of fact, my favorite mic and Bluetooth, the neck thing that goes around but doesn't have much functionality with buttons. That's what you get when you get something off Amazon. That's what I almost always use exclusively. It's this damn phone. I just switch over to the tablet. What this app needs, CastBox, they've got to add some functionality, do some picture shares, some movie shares. Of course, you're going to have some weird sickos try and catch you off guard and send you something you can't unsee. But if they do like Facebook and have that small delay where somebody can vet it, like the host, look at it and approve it or not approve it, or report it. There's so many things I would love to show right now. I would love to be vlogging this, the painting I'm doing, instead of just describing it. Ah, people just come and go so fast. You never know. Okay. Well, is it my tablet? No, it is the Samsung Tablet 4, model T837. I love it. Never loved a piece of equipment before in my entire life. Oh, CastBox app has so much potential, but it's still fairly new. I'm referring to the live casting feature. Well, I mean, different is that from, let's say, everyone was using it on the MMORGs, the massive multiplayer online games. It was Team Talk. I mean, what's the difference between this and incorporating a TeamSpeak functionality into any app, right? I mean, you're accessing the mic, you're accessing the headset, and then tying it into the Android or iOS infrastructure of the program. It should just be a simple plug-in, really. I mean, it should be open source code that everybody has. Once you do that, oh, I know what I need to tell you guys about. You know what is you know the guy who, like, essentially took the internet, the potential of the internet, and put it into a condensed, concise idea and birthed the internet in the late 80s? What the hell is that? Surely y'all understand and know what I'm talking about. Let me find it real quick. The link, because my friend shared it, and it is absolutely, it's cool. Inrupt is the overarching company, and it is, where is it? Is anybody familiar with Inrupt, Sal? No, okay. Oh, that was July 1st. Okay, he's probably on my, never heard of that. Okay, it's N-R-U-P-T. And I'm looking real quick because I just recently got sent this and I looked it up recently, and I was going to send him a message, but I fell asleep because I pretty much work until I fall asleep wherever I'm at. I know. When you become like a soon-to-be highly sought-after and famous artist at 47, you know, flowering of creativity, then I'm just like working all the time. I feel like I could die at any moment because I've
already lived 47 years, and there's a lot of things, art, I want to get out before somebody runs me over when I'm not looking. Okay, took both. Okay, let's see. Mr. Hester shared it with me, Don Hester. And where is that link? Oh, here it is. Okay. So it's Inrupt, I-N-R-U-P-T. And what they're looking on, working on is called Solid, I want to say. Solid is a technically potent open source platform built to decentralize the web. The web, Inrupt, is the company that's helping to fuel Solid success. And what is success? And what is Solid? I'll read a little bit for you, okay? What they've been working on is they have a dedicated team of developers, designers, and business people who've been working on the core of Solid to ensure it's, you know, it's robust, feature-rich, increasingly ready for wide-scale adoption. React, I think, is a part of it. Pod hosting. Ooh, maybe I should look that up. Life on Solid. It's not segmented, so wire your apps, create your pod, link it to other trusted pods, and use apps that will enrich you every day. So they're trying to decentralize, but also keep things open source. That's the big problem with the internet right now. I agree 100%. I was there when Windows came out. I worked on Windows 2.0 when I was in the Marines, and I cannot tell you how many people I heard go, "Wait, why would you get Windows? I mean, why do I want him to put some program between me and my machine? Everyone who has a computer should be able to get into the machine and take care of it themselves. That's like handing over control. Nope, no way I'm ever doing it." And then everybody did it. Yeah, figures. Give everybody the easy way out, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So I highly recommend it. Inrupt, the gentleman, let's see. Let me tell you about the man. I'll just go to the vision. Now, I had a good friend of mine. He's a Marine, Don Hester. We got a bit of a bromance going on right now. Bromance, what do I mean by that? You know how guys get when they haven't met anybody in a while, don't have a bunch of like guy friends, you know? They just like... Anyway, he likes comic books. We're both into kilts. It works. The guy who came up with the web. I'll let y'all look it up in your own time. I'm just here spreading the knowledge. And yet, I have had no one. How many people I have? Two! We have two listeners. Count them. One, two listeners. Hello, Josh. Lycan. So I have the answer to the question, the meaning of life. Doesn't matter what religion, what background, where you came from. I have the answer right now. I'm ready to give to the world. I'm ready to give it to the world. It's the absolute truth. Sabrina's mouthing for you. Like she doesn't actually know what angle I'm taking right now. I said you were mouthing for you.
I didn't
say. What would you say? 42? No, that's the joke answer to the question meaning of life. And only those who are initiated into the secret mysteries of numerology will... It's not even numerology. Of the atoms. If you have been inducted into the secret mythological, cosmological truth of the atoms, you will understand the answer to the question meaning of life being 42. If not, go get a towel and wait. No, seriously. I mean, I'm being 100% above board. I'm not screwing around. It doesn't say satire anywhere on here. First person who calls, first person picks up the phone and calls and asks the question, I will reveal to you. I will give it to you. Because why else would I realize this and know it, right? Knowledge like that, the answer to the question of meaning life should be shared. I'm here ready to share it. As soon as the first person calls, why don't you just share it? Well, I could. And ultimately, you know, when I'm cruising around on the internet and I see somebody go, for only $25.99, I will give you the secret to your career success. You too can think like a billionaire. Sign up for my webinar, and I'll give it all to you for only $25.99. No, if they really had the secret, if they really knew secret to success, they would just give it away for free because all boats rise together. If you're successful and you share it, and they're successful, the more people successful, the more successful I am, because they're gonna say, "Well, where'd you get that?" Oh, he told me. Ta-da! See how simple that is? Counterintuitive, I know. People just popping in and popping out. Rowena, Steve. But no one's calling to get the answer to the question, meaning of life. Oh, sure, right when I start broadcasting, somebody has to call in and ask me if rape is okay. But I have to answer the question, meaning of life. Nobody wants to hear that one. It's so cliche. It's my life. Okay, well, I'm just going to keep blabbing away, and I'm going to commence work on the artwork. I was pacing around, waiting for some intrepid entrepreneur of thought and life to step up to the plate and push that shiny red button to call in and receive the answer to the question, meaning of life. You think you know exactly who that was? Well, you know, there was an answer, but he didn't stay on the phone long enough to hear the answer. There is a kink called non-consensual consent. What the hell is that? That is pre-agreed upon surprise, faux or fake non-consensual attack, because they fantasize about it. But yeah, have it in writing, have it in video that everybody's okay with it. That's not something I would encourage anybody to practice. I do not encourage or endorse any kind of violence. And kinks are really just kind of like hands-on theater, I suppose. Yeah, it is really odd because they consented to it. That's fine. But why? Why? Why would you have that thought? Why would you have that fantasy? I don't know if it's a fantasy. Just now, I could see it as a therapy if I want to like deal with something, you know, and put myself in a position to make a choice to see which choice I make or walk through it in a visceral way. Okay, I can get it. But, you know, I mean, nobody just, I can't imagine waking up in the morning and go, never felt like this before, but today I just really want a bunch of strangers to throw me down and do horrible things. And with inanimate objects, you know, I don't get the process. So I'm not making fun of anybody. I just don't understand it, is all I'm saying. And if you call in and enjoy calling in, and we have fun when you call in, you get invited back to co-host, right? I mean, isn't this actually an audition? It's a testing ground, right? It's absolutely a testing ground. Because there's going to come a time, you mark my words, there's going to come a time when me being all into my passion, and I run into other people who are in their passion, or our passions mix, next thing you know, I'm on I'm on one of those talk shows or on television, and they're going to be like, wait, that sounds familiar. He sounds familiar. I think I know about this. I think I know him. Where do I know him from? And then they're going to realize all the times they just like jumped in and went, oh, it's Adrian. It's Yobi. Okay, bye. And they're going to try and get a hold of me then. And I'm going to be like, oh, I remember you. You wouldn't talk to me then at all. Okay. Bye. Or just not answer. No, that would be vindictive. And having vengeance in your heart, that doesn't help anything, does it? Anyway. Yes, question and answer meaning of life. It's pretty damn helpful. It's also helpful to know that, I'm perfect. I know that. I'm perfect, absolutely. And I challenge anybody to prove otherwise. Absolutely perfect. And if anybody called in, they would get a nice surprise with that too. But How am I perfect? Yeah, somebody calls in and asks. I'll be happy to tell. I've gone over it a few times. Nobody was able to gainsay me, say any other. So, yeah, I'm perfect. Are you perfect? Oh, that's a question you're going to have to answer for yourself, right? But it's like, why would anybody learn to fish if when you wanted fish, somebody just gave you fish? You'd never learn to fish, would you? Maybe a little music. Music. I'll put this on film. Let's do a hyperlapse. Does that sound good? No? Hyperlapse? We're going to do a hyperlapse. But then they won't be able to hear the show because it'll be a hyperlapse. Nah, screw it. We'll just do it anyway. And then some intrepid entrepreneurial person can... oh, God, is this the... Why do I have two headsets? Oh, okay. Can match the live cast to the hyperlapse. Did you know you can mix Pink Floyd's The Wall and The Wizard of Oz, hit play at the exact same time, and they match? It's true. Seen it. Heard it. Never went to the trouble to do it myself. I watched other people do it. So, again, bomb. Here's a bomb. In case you didn't know it, if you play Pink Floyd's, the original, not the remixes, Pink Floyd, the original album, The Wall, and you get the original Wizard of Oz, and you hit play at the exact same time, The Wall is a musical accompaniment to The Wizard of Oz. Here's another one for you. The White Album for the Beatles. Every single one of them had a hit of acid hidden under a letter. It's true. Okay, so a little bit of music. No, I'm going to do hyperlapse. Let's do hyperlapse A. How was your day, love? Yeah, I am a little bit. I don't know. How much longer? Okay, I'm going to give 5 more minutes for somebody to call in to get the answer to the question, meaning of life. And then it's off the table. You have to figure it out yourself. Until next time I make the offer. Who knows when I'll make it. But, I mean, the proof of my knowledge, you'll see it. You will see it. At some point, you will realize, oh, it's him. Hey! And that's when I will look at the camera, or whatever's in front of me, and say, hey, all you guys, I know there's some of you out there. Remember, I had the question, the answer to the question, meaning of life. I'm ready to share it. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm never going to share it on TV.
TV?
Never. Why TV? Well, I don't know. There may not be TV then. I don't know. I just took it out. Here, I'll help you clean some of those. Yeah, because I'm going to spend some time with my ladies, guys. My lady. Since it is our anniversary. I know it's a 2-day anniversary. We've got plenty of time. But if we think that way, next thing you know, it'll be almost midnight tomorrow night, and I would still be talking to y'all. And how lame is that? Oh, how lame is it, love? Just speak up when you speak.
Well, I do hope we'll have some time to do things that are not appropriate for live casting.
Well, not live casting, but recorded, obviously.
Maybe not.
I'm also transferring the website to hosting. It's already been on maintenance for 2 days. I probably ought to get it off of maintenance. You know?
Yes.
Okay. I think that went.
Did you do that, Luna Bird? Or was that me?
What? No, that was me.
Boy, you and the mint chocolate. You must be out of everything else.
Wow. Is it really 1,000 or 14,690 files? Jesus Christ.
Oh, is this transferring stuff from the one host to the next? Is it
right? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like nobody wants to know the answer to the question of meaning of life. I'm counting down here, folks. This might be your last opportunity to ever receive free and well, it'll always be free. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom is a few days away. L'chaim. when I say L'chaim, it always sounds like I'm speaking German or something. L'chaim. Look, it's the Fuhrer. L'chaim. I don't know.
I know.
I should never mix those two.
No, no.
I mean, well, look at my last name. I'm allowed to. Some people are allowed to use the N-word. And I can make Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks, what was it? Summertime in Germany or whatever. Anyway, it's goofy. If we can't laugh at it, then everyone's way too serious. One thing creation loves, or existence, or the universe, it's laughter. You can't laugh. You need to go learn to laugh. And I don't think I could, like, really ever want to get to know or be within a bomb explosion range of anyone who had no sense of humor and couldn't laugh. I'm just saying. Mirabel Madrigal, did you just get here? Welcome. Yeah, so if you can't laugh, and your first test, if you're not sure, I don't know if you've heard this. If you have a group of friends and family, and you can't figure out who the jerk or ignorant or dumb one is, or the one who's just a butthead, or the one everyone dislikes, it's you. So, one test in line of that thought. To find out if you have a sense of humor, go look in the mirror. If you don't die laughing, you might be in trouble. Okay? So I don't know about you, but when I go look in the mirror, I laugh and laugh and laugh. And that, you know, it's only funny. It's only unfunny when you get undressed and your partner laughs and laughs and laughs. Unless you're tickling them while they're doing it, then that's okay, I guess. All right. It's gone. No one called in. No one asked for the question, the meaning of life, which I'm ready to give to the first caller. Counting down from 10. 9. Nobody wants to call? Nobody wants to call in and get to answer the question, meaning of life? No joke. You're not going to be the butt of my joke. There's no satire written anywhere. 8, 7, 6. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody want to call? Ooh. Sammy Boy. Hey, I know you. Nope. 5, 4. 3. Oh, let's see. To ask a question.
How are you? Hello, Dad. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Do you want to know?
I am ready to work. Sure.
Do you want to know the answer? Do you seek after the answer to the question of meaning of life? Do you want to know why we're all here? Is that a yes? All I hear is quiet.
What is meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life? Do you want to know, Sammy Boy? Manoy.
But you tell me.
Oh, you do? You do? You know? Okay, you want to tell me first and I tell you? Let's build up the tension.
Maybe, no, you maybe, tell me and I tell you.
Okay. Okay, that was the deal. So, why we're all here, what the meaning of life is death. We're all here to die, every single one of us. Moment you're born, you're dying.
Okay.
There you go. Your turn. I showed you mine.
That is not meaning, is it?
Sure it is. Because if that's true, and I don't think there's anybody who would disagree with it. If that's true, then why put off confronting death when you can confront it now? Just what? In your head, confront it. Be done with it.
Dude,
you don't want to go through death's door. Yeah, don't run to it. You don't. No need to run. Just get there naturally. Organic death is the best.
Organic death.
Thank you.
Bro, death is just death, innit? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be. What about if you get put in one of them cryogenic chambers and you live forever?
I can't speak to living forever. Because I'm not aware of anybody. So for the purposes of my Socratic forum, we keep it in between death and birth. We don't talk about what's beyond death. We can talk about it, but so we can have like full discussions and come to some kind of agreed conclusion. Speculation is off the table. Huh?
Do you believe in like bringing the dead back to life?
Do I believe in bringing the dead back to life? I haven't seen the dead come back to life. I mean, I've seen people resuscitated all the way up to, 47 minutes? But they were suffering from hypothermia. They suddenly were dipped down in water and slowed their metabolic rate down.
Doo-doo's a little gay weirdo. I think he was throwing in, but I don't know. He's saying, ring, ring!
And that's only something I saw on TV. I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but I do know, without a doubt, nobody that's alive right now has seen anybody raised from the dead by any quote-unquote supernatural means.
Now, I'm talking about dead, your heart stopped beating, 24 hours later, people have been in the morgue, fucking got tags in fucking let me out, right? Dead.
Right? Have you seen that?
Dead.
Do you have proof of that?
I've not seen that, but I know I've seen that. And a friend of ours was dead for 2 hours, heart stopped beating, death certificate written out, okay? And she was dead for about, I think, 1 hour and 30 minutes. Obviously, she had to learn to walk again and stuff like that. It was about maybe nearly 2 hours or so.
Now, and she came back from the dead. Did she learn to walk again on water or what?
No, obviously not on water, man. Who's walking on water, right?
I get only people walking on water are the ones who know they can. I don't know I can, so I'm not doing it.
You walk on water.
Have you ever heard that the true art of flying is to be able to throw yourself at the ground and miss? I think walking on the water is a little bit like that.
What do you say? Purging yourself at the ground.
Throw yourself at the ground and miss. That's how you fly.
Throw yourself at the ground.
And miss. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think walking on water is much the same way. Being there. Peter Sellers was in the movie Being There. And at the end of the movie, he walked on water. But he didn't realize he was walking on water.
Who did the character
he's playing? It's a good movie. Being There, Peter Sellers. It was his last movie.
I'll check it out, bro. Yeah. Do you do drugs?
Do I do drugs?
Yeah.
I thought most of the population on the planet does, prescribed or otherwise. Yeah,
do you partake in psychedelics?
Oh, I did. I did. When I was in college and I did, I took sociology, anthropology, and history, and almost all my sociology classes were drugs, alcohol, and society. I wrote a paper called LSD, A Higher Trip. Albert Hoffman, all the experiments on troops and them banning it and then going and buying the world supply of lysergic acid diethylamide from Sandoz Laboratories. I know about it. Is there question you have about psychedelics? I think natural ones are probably better for you.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good, man. So you know all about that shit, yeah? So it opens the mind and shit, yeah?
It does. It does shift your perception. The one I'm curious about now, I had told myself in college I will try everything once, twice if I really like it. Now, I never have done ayahuasca. I had somebody hand me 5 buttons of peyote, and I just couldn't do it. I've done enough of that traveling in my life. I don't think it would teach me anything new. But I want to know who the first one who licked the psychedelic frog was. I just imagine it's probably some Native Americans and kids, and they were daring it. Said, "Go lick that frog." They're like, "I'll lick it. I dare you. I bet you won't." And he licked it, and then he started tripping out, and everybody. And then the elders in the village were like, "Why is everybody licking toads? That's the weirdest thing to be into," because they had no idea the kids were all getting off on it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty west, that, isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty west, isn't it? Imagine everyone licking a toad, you know?
Yeah, you got to think about food. When people discovered food, who were the poor bastards who discovered the poison ones? We don't know. I figure, and I have a theory why we don't know who invented the wheel. You want to hear it? It's a fun, short one. Here's the theory. It goes along with the beer theory of civilization, first postulated by my professor in college. And it makes a lot of sense. So everybody's hunters and gatherers way back when. And they are just packing up, and they're getting their arrow points. They're getting their bows, their skins. They've packed up, and they're heading to the next camping ground, the whole group. And they get about halfway there. And one of the ladies turns to her mate or partner and says, did you remember to get our favorite pot? You got our favorite pot, right? And he goes, "Of course I did. I got the favorite pot." "Really? Did you really?" She doesn't believe him. You know, she looks at him all disbelieving, squinty eyes. He's like, "You don't believe me." "Oh, I'll show you." And he opens up his little woven bag, and he starts scrambling around. "It was here. It was here. Just, I swear. I'll go get it." "Yes. I'll go all the way back to our previous campground and I'll get your favorite pot." "You better." She walks off. He goes all the way back, and it's a long way, and he's dying of thirst. Hadn't had a drink the whole time. Damn it, he should have gotten the water bag or water skin from this girl before he went back for it. But fortunately, there's some water in the pot. That and something in it that is fermented, and he drinks it and he gets pleasant and warm and a nice little buzz, and he is the first accidental discoverer of beer or ale or whatever it was. And then he finds, when he tries to share it to other people, that everybody likes it and that he can bargain with it. So next thing you know, he's not sharing the secret. He says, "I'm happy to give you. I made the beer when I went and did the magic woo-woo behind the bushes, and you just give me all your hunting for today, and I'll give you this whole urn of beer," right? And next thing you know, he shares the secret with one person, and they're just like breaking in all the goods. Everybody wants the beer, right? And they're not giving the secret up. And so much so, everybody wants the beer, that they got to figure out a way to transport it. And they invented the wheel, but they all got so sodden and drunk that night that nobody could remember who had come up with the idea the next day. And that's how come nobody knows who invented the wheel. Did I put you to sleep?
Nah, bro, that's interesting. Yeah, because it's like...
Magic wheel. Like,
sorry.
You're Batman. You won't answer my call. Oh, doo-doo. Sorry, doo-doo. I didn't see you calling in. It's hard to, you know, people don't notice shit when it's calling in. But anyway, I got to go. I got to spend time with my girl. It's been real. It's been fun. Be strange. But don't be a stranger. We'll catch you on the next flip side. Take care, Sammy.